its current state on 90.5. WKAR, I'm Mark Bayshore. Earlier this week, we spoke with Michigan Public Service Commission Chair John Quackenbush about draft reports published to guide Michigan's energy future. One of the many issues addressed in the report was electric choice and the deregulation of utilities. In deregulated markets, consumers are allowed to choose their utility supplier, but a new report suggests deregulation may not be the right choice for Michigan. Ken Sikkema is a senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Public Sector's report details some of the drawbacks faced by states who have deregulated. Ken Sikkema, welcome to Current State.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Great to have you on the show. To give us some context, what exactly triggered the push for deregulation back in the 90s?
Well, Mark, this really started with Enron, a large company that wanted to deregulate electric markets. They promoted this idea in the mid to the late 1990s, and California started the trend, and a number of other states quickly, as I say, drank the Kool-Aid. But Enron, a sorry story of fraud, and the company imploded. California immediately experienced a lot of problems with rolling blackouts and rate spikes. And so although a number of states followed California's lead, the vast majority of states decided not to pursue deregulation. In fact, there's really only 14 states out of the 50 that have deregulated electric markets. The theory was that Enron promoted was you could deregulate the electric energy market like you could deregulate airlines or deregulate the trucking industry. But the uniqueness of providing electricity really indicates that that's a problem. Now, Public Sector Consultants, we just published this week, we looked at three states in the country that have deregulated, three of the 14, one on the East Coast, Texas, and one here in the Midwest, Illinois. That have deregulated. We looked at their experience over 14 years, and our reports document some of the serious problems that these states have encountered and experienced. And by implication, we're saying that Michigan needs to look at their experience and seriously consider them before we pursue any deregulation strategy.
Why don't I cite some of the arguments that backers of deregulation point to on a regular basis, and maybe you can use some of the examples from New Jersey, Illinois, and Texas to refute them. They point to Michigan's exorbitant electricity rates right now, quite a bit higher than in a number of surrounding states, and the market is desperately in need of competition and choice. How did that play out in Texas, Illinois, and New Jersey?
Well, first of all, we need to kind of put Michigan and that argument in some kind of context here. The deregulated states in the country, and I mentioned there are 14 of them, their rates are about 30% higher on average than all the states that have maintained regulated markets. So deregulation has not been an effective strategy if the goal is to lower rates. And New Jersey and Texas are good examples of that. New Jersey had the six highest rates in the country when they started this 14 years ago. In fact, the reason New Jersey did this is because of their high rates. Well, 14 years later, New Jersey still has the six highest rates in the country.
That seems counterintuitive. Why didn't it work? We can point to other industries where competition's been introduced and there's a downward trend in prices. Why?
Well, it's really the unique nature of this industry. You have to invest billions of dollars into generating facilities, whether they're coal plants, wind turbines, natural gas plants, and these are long-term investments. And what really drives rates is not whether you're at a regulated or a deregulated market. What really drives rates are structural aspects like the price of natural gas, which goes up and down. Michigan, in fact, for the first 8 years of this decade, 2000 to 2008, allowed what I would call 100% choice. But the fact of the matter is very few customers took advantage of that because the rates, natural gas rates, and the rates on the wholesale markets were very high. And so it's really things like the price of natural gas and other structural issues that drive rates. It's not whether the market is deregulated or regulated. And once again, Mark, it's because of the unique nature of this industry. Billions of dollars are required to provide the investments that you need when you flip the switch and want the power on. The other issue that's unique to this industry that is not unique to any other industry is that the whole issue of making sure the power is there when you want it. That means that in this industry, you have to have reserve capacity. You have to have enough power to fulfill demand no matter what that demand is. Now, for most of the year, that power sits idle. But when you have that really hot 100-degree day in August and you want your air conditioner to work, or if you're a business and you want your machines to run, you have to have power. And so you need a reserve capacity that, frankly, sits there idle much of the year but is there when you need it.
Let me bring up another argument of backers of greater deregulation. They claim that manufacturers and other Michigan businesses, who we are extremely interested in keeping in Michigan, become extremely tempted to relocate to other states with lower rates. And is it not true that Michigan's rates are currently higher than a lot in the surrounding states?
Well, actually, the fact of the matter is that most businesses, whether you're talking large, medium, or small businesses, they want reliable power and stable prices. They're not out there every day trying to find the cheapest power they can get on a day-to-day basis. It's more important to them that the power is there when they need it and that you don't have volatile rates, you know, big spikes, you know, mountains and valleys in terms of the rate structure.
They're willing to pay for dependability.
Absolutely.
Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. They want dependability. They want reliable power and they want stable prices. Michigan, and I already mentioned this in terms of, you know, the average rates in a deregulated states are 30% higher than regulated states. Michigan rates are lower than the vast majority of states that have deregulated. And the rate structure is actually less important than your monthly bill. Most consumers, most residents, look at their monthly bill, not the rate itself. And Michigan's bills, what's coming out of the pocket of consumers, are actually lower than the national average.
We've got a 10% cap right now. Is there a middle ground here? What do you make of Michigan's 10% status right now in terms of energy choice?
You know, this this cap of 10% on energy choice was part of a larger energy package that the legislature passed in 2008. Governor Granholm was governor. You had a Democratic House, a Republican Senate. My own view and the research that we have done at public sector consultants over a number of years indicates that a fully regulated market is a far better strategy if your goals are reliability, stable prices, and long-term economic growth. So my view, Mark, is that we ought to return to a fully regulated market.
Ken Sikkema is a senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. We've been talking electricity deregulation here in Michigan and the experience in several other states, Texas, Illinois, and New Jersey. Thanks, Ken.
You're welcome. Thank you.